Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lo Yinishmas Arbi Hakashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Ksuvis Daf Tzayin. The end of Amud Beis. The Gemara starts a sugya that goes into the next Daf, and the Gemara brings the question: Ketzad Miragdim Lifnei Hakala? How do you dance in front of a kala? The Kovitz Shurim already points out that why are we not mentioning how do you dance in front of a chassan? Why are we specifically focusing on the kala? We dance in front of the kala. The simple answer is brought down in the Mate Moshe, is that we have to make the chassan pleased with his kala. The chassan, so to speak, is the purchaser. He's the one who is acquiring the kala. And you want to make sure the chassan is happy with his acquisition. As the Gemara brings afterwards, the example of someone who buys a mekach, how do you make him pleased with what he bought? And the Mate Moshe adds that we know, as we learned in the end of Yevamos, that a woman is more interested in marrying than a man. So we have to make the man pleased and convinced that what he did was right. But in Sefer Chassidus, the explanation of Ketzad Miragdim Lifnei Hakala is in a much deeper sense. We already mentioned the beginning of the Masechta, the idea that the Chassan and Kala represent the connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. And the Baal Tanya and the Kutei Torah on Shir HaShirim goes and says that the word Kala refers to at klois hanefesh. A kalo is coming towards the chassan, and this represents the biggest connection that a Jew has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with this, he goes to explain that that's a discussion of the Gemara over here. Beit Shammai say that kalo kamoichihi, which means the way for Am Yisrael to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it needs to come from us, in our level, wherever we are. Kamoichihi, a person does his ishtatus down here, and that's the connector to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then more than that. But Yisila say, no, you give the Kala a greater praise than what she is. Because every other Yisrael gets tremendous hashpa coming from above. And that is what connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's basically the Shaila is supposed to start from us. Is it Iterusa de Letata? Or it's supposed to start from above? Iterusa de Leilo, the awakening coming from above. That's how he explains the Machlekes over here. And he goes on to conclude that the Kala is the one who's supposed to elevate herself and connect to the Chassan. That's again the Kol Son Nafshi. We want to come and bring up the Kala to the level of the Chassan. And that's the Hashpa that we have to elevate the Tachtayim up to above. That's where we focus over here on Miragdim. Rikud is the elevation of something lower to something higher. Because when someone dances, he's jumping higher than what he is. That's the idea of a dance. A person is jumping from where he is to a higher place. Ketzad Miragdim Lifnei Hakala, how does the Rikud, how do you elevate the Kala? That's the focus over here in our Gemara. And if we mention the idea of Rikud, of dancing, I'm going to bring you also what's brought down in Sefer Meir Nei Chachamim, that the word machol is a dance. Machol is Lashon Mechila. Because when you have the dance, you have the connection of the Tachtonim to the Elyonim. Machol is a circle, everything connects together. And that's when you have a Mechila Savoinis, that's why a Chassar and Kalo, and the Deir, the Chuppah, they have, it's like Yom Kippur, that Mechila Savoinis, when the Tachtonim are elevated to the Elyonim. And the name of the Baal Shem Tov is brought down in the Sefer Kesa Shem Tov, quoting this from the Sefer Agur de Beilulo, brings together many of the Sefer Chassidus being in Nisuim, and there he brings the name of the Baal Shem Tov, a very similar idea to what we just quoted from the Baal Tanya. But the Baal Shem Tov says, the Kala and Chassan is the time of the elevation of Tachtayim to Elyonim. And the Machlekes B'Shar B'Silul is, how does one connect to above? Is it the way he is that he connects to above? That's what B'Shar says. Or he has to do a big avoida to fix himself. The Baal Tanya said he needs to get Ashpa from above. The Baal Shem Tov says he needs to go and do his avoido to clean himself up in order to connect above. We talk about darkei avoido, how the tachtonim connect to elyonim. And all of this comes together to explain very nicely why ketzad miragdim lifnei hakala, not lifnei hachassan. Because the chassan, he represents the mashpia, he represents, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kala is the tachtonim, the kala is who we are down here. And we have to come and connect the Tachtonim to the Elyonim. Ketzad Miragdim Lifnei Hakala, how do we elevate the Tachtonim? The Elyonim is already there. In a similar way, that's what the Sasema says, that the Chassan is Midas HaChesed, so he already has Chesed. And the Kala is Midas HaDin, she needs to come and correct herself. So Ketzad Miragdim Lifnei Hakala, how do we bring the Chesed to the Kala? That's what we still say, Kala no v'chasudo. But the focus over here is to elevate the Pchinas Kalo and to bring into attach to the Chasson. That's the avoida of the wedding. That's the Rikud Lifnei Kalo. And this, by the way, the Oimek, the Mechasidim, you have the Mitzvah Tanz, you have the Indian, a special Simcha, a special Rikud that we have with the Kalo, because this Rikud, it refers to the elevation of the Kalo, the avoida Zatachtoyin to connect to the Elyonim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.